This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5
You can hide. True selves come alive on this crazy ride. No scripts, here we go. Honesty will flow. Tune and take a seat. Can you take the heat? Showings with so sharp. Carrera plays her part. Together they ignite in the podcast lights.
Hello, hello, and welcome to In the Hot Seat with
Joey
and Carrera. Today is a very special episode because we're in Studio C or whatever, which the smaller one, and so Joey and I are having to share one microphone.
It's a little jank.
It's really intimate.
And he doesn't have any headphones on, but thank God he can hear us. So again, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Tufts Radio. And this is our final In the Hot Seat episode of the semester. I'm just excited. We only did three this semester. We were busy.
Flop semester, but
it was okay. Next semester, we'll come back. For our final episode of the semester, we have a very, very special guest. She actually begged us.
Dude.
What?
She begged us to be on. Do you want to introduce yourself? Give a little.
Hi, I'm Fatu. Am I too close? I don't know how this works. I'm Fatu, Fatizi on Instagram. If you know me, you know I'm really bad. They put the worst picture of me for the promo, but I swear to God, I'm really bad. So
it's still on there.
It's still there.
And it's also not a bad photo. I want to say.
I was like 17. Like, why would you? Jump, but use that one. Like,
well,
all right.
When I met you, that was like the photo. I feel like
what?
I feel like you were like you posted that as soon as you got to Tufts or something, and I was like, oh,
oh,
I remember.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right, never mind. Y'all go check it out.
On Instagram.
You should do shout out for shout out.
Totally. Okay, just going back to, I mean, Fats, you and I met very, very early on in our Tufts careers.
Yeah.
I met you as soon as you got back from two.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And one of my first memories of you is Yael telling me how you showed up to your first day of two, which is camping, hiking, retreat, yeah, in a long denim skirt.
I did, because I had to serve. Like, like, I mean, I didn't know you guys. I'm a freshman, and, you know, first impressions are everything. And when I picked out that long denim skirt, I was like, yo, like, I'm about to be the baddest to ever walk onto Tufts campus ever. And I am. So I was like, yeah.
Was wearing the same beanie for 4 days straight and sleeping in it also being a baddie?
Oh my gosh. Did y'all tell you that? Was I in a... I don't even remember that, yo. I was so... The only thing that I can remember from that is that, like, I didn't poop for 7 days. Like, legit. I was like, I am not pooping in the ground. Like, I'm not digging a hole like a dog. That's crazy. And I don't know. Maybe, yeah, that was... I don't know. I don't remember the beanie.
She brought that up today.
That's so funny.
Did the denim skirt work in hiking?
I didn't bring it to hiking. It was like the orientation part where you like get the gear. Okay. I remember what she was talking about. That's funny. Hi, Yael, if you're listening.
Okay, well, I mean, can we ask why you did too? Are you a big hiker? Or are you...
No,
like,
I just...
Nature?
No, I just thought that it would be like something that I wouldn't normally do on my own. I thought that it would be fun. And I just wanted to see if I could do it. Like, they're, like, living in the woods. And, like, you know, you have to tie your food up and, like, hang it in the tree. I'm like, what? Like, this is real, like, woodsy. I'm like, let me go in there and do something. Yeah. And it was really fun. I really liked it. Yeah. I would probably do it again. I was a whiny little baby the whole time. But I would probably do
it
again.
You weren't positive. It wasn't a positive experience.
And I was like, oh, my God, I want to go home. There's so many bugs. Oh, no.
Well, speaking of where you sleep and where you've been, do you want to talk about your housing situation last year?
Last year. Oh, my God. Yeah. Can I say the real? Well, there's people there now. Well, I mean, I was on George Street last year. A really artsy house. I lived with, I forgot her name. I'm sorry. I lived with this one girl, this other girl, Ashley. Oh, my God. I did not like her. I lived with my best friend Anastasia, if you're listening, hi, I love you. And Elon as well, hi, I love you as well, if you're listening.
Well, you lived with Anastasia and you also shared a room with her?
Yeah, we shared a room together.
And you shared a bed?
No, we didn't share a bed. Is that what you guys think we fought?
No.
We had fun? We didn't have fun. We didn't have fun there. We got two twin XLs, actually, and we were able to, feng shui?
Yeah.
It, so, like, it was low-key, like, it felt like I had my own space. And she was never home anyway. She was with Alex. Hi, Alex, if you're listening.
Did your landlord know that you guys were sharing a room? And it was fine.
Yeah, he was really chill about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think they kept the twin XL beds in the room after you guys left, or?
I think Anna packed hers up, and I threw mine away. So,
just threw it away.
Like, I did not. What am I going to do with the twin XL?
We didn't sell it on, like, Facebook.
Who's going to buy a used twin XL? I feel like that's kind of gross.
I don't know.
Someone. Maybe. Who knows?
Sorry, the mic is really far from me.
They're like, it's really intimate with the two of them right now.
We were asked to ask you, who is Carly and what does she do Uber Eats?
Oh my God. So, my brother and I, when we were in high school, we were such bums. So, you know how, like, when you made a new Uber Eats account, you get, like, it was, like, $15 off the meal. So, if you get the meal under $15, it's, like, for free. So, my brother and I used to keep making burner Uber Eats accounts to get free food. And the one that stuck is Carly Johnson. I just never changed it because, like, now I just use it for real for all my Ubers and all my Uber Eats. And my friends and I, we ordered a bunch of Wingstop the other day. And, like, it was messed up. Like, the order got messed up or something. So then he called and asked for Carly. And I'm like, this is she. And they were like, who's Carly? And they're like, who's Carly? And then that's what that is. So.
Wow. Like, so you're a scammer?
I scam a little. I dabble. You know, that was me when I was younger. When I was, like, you know, a little baby. I used to scam and steal. But now I don't scam and steal. I'm a classy lady.
She's a classy lady. She's an EMS professional.
I'm an EMT. I am an EMT. Yeah. Shh, don't tell anybody, guys.
Okay, well, again, one of my big impressions of you is your internet fame. If you look at Fatu's Instagram or her TikTok, especially, she has many a follow. And just speaking about your Instagram, I just want to ask you, who is the last person who tried to slide into your DMs?
Like, the last person or, like, a big person?
I mean, you could say both.
Like, the last person is, like, random people from the internet who just find you on the internet. Just be like, hey, can
The famous person?
The last famous person to slide into my DM. I think it was either... that that guy from that band. That band that... Brockhampton. But what? The one with the suspenders... I think they all wore suspenders. Merlin. I don't know. It was either that. It was one of them from Brockhampton, and or Vinnie Hacker. One of the two.
Yeah. We know about Vinnie Hacker.
Oh, per.
Yeah. When was that? Do you want to talk about?
I was looking at minor when he slid. Oh, like, let's call that. Yeah, right, Vinny. But he didn't know it was a minor. Yeah.
Did you respond?
17. Duh. What? Why wouldn't I respond? I'm like, hey, what's up?
Anything ever happened from that?
No, nothing at all. It was, it ended so ridiculous. Like, he just didn't stop responding one day, which is like, I get it. If I was Vinnie Hacker and I had beautiful women talk to me all the time, I'd probably just get bored of them when I get bored of them.
Well, he does still follow you on Instagram.
He does still follow me on Instagram.
Do you ever think you could make it happen one day?
He has a girlfriend right now.
Oh, really?
He does.
I don't really know anything about Vinnie Hacker.
I just saw it on TikTok wow. 2 days ago.
She's still following.
Well,
she's
keeping
track.
I'm follow for follow, bro. I mean,
have you slid into anybody else's DMs?
Me? No.
Yes.
No.
Have you ever done this?
Have I ever?
Yeah.
I think maybe. Like, when I was on TikTok... I think I used to be sliding into TikTok DMs, like, I'm not even gonna lie. But now I'm a lady, I don't do that anymore. I don't do that.
Okay, well, it's good to know.
Oh, it's Alec! Oh my god, wow.
Okay. Sneak peek. So just talking about your TikTok again, are you proud of your internet footprint? Or?
Like, I'm not necessarily... proud of it, but I wouldn't say I'm necessarily ashamed either. Like, I mean, I was like in high school. Are you guys proud of it or ashamed of the way you used to be in high school? That's kind of how I feel about it. I think it helped a bunch of people, but yeah, I think it helped a bunch of people. No, like, I got a lot of DMs from little black girls, and it was nice for them to say that they got representation on the internet, because it's a lot of little white women on the internet. But it was also just a little demeaning. I got a lot of gross DMs, so, yeah. You know.
I'm sorry that happened to you. I now have the mic close to me, so I can kind of speak. But we noticed that, as you mentioned, you kind of stopped posting when you got to college.
I did stop posting.
Why'd you give up the fame?
I find it corny.
But you kept it up.
I mean, I keep it up because I get little DMs here and there, and sometimes people say, oh,
from
my
Vinnie
God.
Hacker.
No.
From Brockhampton.
Yeah, from the
That's
whole
why.
Brockhampton the whole cast.
17 of them.
All 47, excuse me.
We've also noticed... talking about internet presences, okay. That your Twitter account has.
You found my Twitter?
It's the same name as yours.
Dude, oh my god, I love Twitter.
And you tweet to nobody.
I don't, like, I literally don't gaff. Like, I love Twitter. I just feel so free on there, especially because no one knows me. I didn't think that anyone would go out of their way
what
to find me.
What was killing me was you, like, replying to, like, the gay, like, thirst trap.
I love it! Like, I swear to God, I love Twitter. It's so awesome.
Do you think that you deserve more clout on Twitter?
Absolutely. I think that I deserve more clout everywhere, but especially on Twitter. I just talk about nothing. I think it's pictures of me, food, or I reply about cats. Like, if you like an old lady.
There was a lot of, like, deer content.
Like, deer or cats, like, all of that. I love that stuff.
Our favorite tweet was...
Oh my gosh.
Not, we can't quote it verbatim, but...
Probably...
It's okay. Basically, it went along the lines of, Just finished volunteering at the suicide hotline. And it was a slow day. Yay.
Isn't that awesome? Like, that's why you guys should follow my Twitter. Lovely, uplifting content on my Twitter.
Like, wow. Yeah.
It was very good because it was a slow day. That means not many people wanted to commit suicide that day, which is a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
Yay.
I would say, too, like, we reread every single one of
we
your
really
tweets.
Read all of them.
You did?
And,
oh my god!
Actually, like, they were good. I think that you do deserve more clout on Twitter.
Thank you. You just blew up my spot. It was like my secret little guy that no one knew about.
It's literally your
yeah, it's my but I didn't think anyone cared enough to go and find me on Twitter.
You tweet a lot and you get like one like on every
It's one guy. Like, it's the same guy.
It's consistent.
Wow. That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. I love Twitter.
Well, just going back to your Instagram presence.
These are all about my
kind
Instagram.
Of, no, this is sort of finishing up that in that segment.
Okay,
of,
awesome.
Of our show. Do you feel like you body check?
Whoa! Oh my, this is so awesome. I love this podcast. Dude, do I think that I body check? I'm not going to lie. I definitely did back in the day. Like, freshman year, sophomore year, I definitely was body checking. Like, I was like, yeah, like, look at me, I'm so bad. But it wasn't like a I'm the thinnest girl in the world type of thing. I just thought that I had a good shape. Like, that's just why I did it.
Do you think that, like, body checking makes you a girl's girl?
I don't. I think that we're putting too much emphasis on what other people do. Like, it's not that. Well, I get it is that deep for younger girls. Like, you shouldn't be body checking if your audience is younger women, but like, if it's like, if it's you and me and you see my little like butt, my little boob, can I say that?
I think that's fine.
Yeah, my little butt, my little boob, my little tummy on the internet and we're the same age and you're like, oh my god, I suck, like, come on bro, you need to get a job. That's how I feel.
So do you think that we should like retire the phrase girl's girl?
I do. I hate it because I just think that it's like word vomit. Like, what are we talking about? Get a job. I feel like not many people have a job or a hobby.
Well, historically, sophomore year, you did call Chloe not a girl's girl.
Chloe?
After, she had a little thing with
Xavier?
Yeah,
oh my god. Well, actually, it wasn't...
Would you like to comment on that?
I'd love to comment on that. It wasn't really me. Like, it was mostly... I'm a lot closer to... my SMFA friends that I was back then.
Shout out Julia.
I hope if you're... Hi, Julia. I love you. I'm a lot closer to her now. But back then, we were kind of like... we were cool, but we weren't like super tight. So I did hear about it all. I never really said that I didn't think she was a girl's girl. But like, being Julia's friend, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like,
well,
she sucks.
Chloe does claim that you told her to her face that she wasn't a girl.
Oh, so yeah. Did I say that?
Chloe is a liar. Yeah.
This is so awesome. Oh, my God.
It was on Halloween.
Oh, so I was probably not myself that night.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I see. All right. So I probably did say that. Yeah, thank you. Carrera debriefed me before we started. I probably did say that. I don't think Chloe's a liar. If I said that she's not a girl's girl, I think that I was being corny for saying that because I hate the phrase girl's girl. So lame. That was so corny of me. Do I still think she's not a girl's girl? Oh my god, I hate that phrase. I think she's dope. I like Chloe. She's super fun. I like her. She's really nice.
Wow. We're squashing the beef. We're bringing the trust. So
wait, were we beefing? I didn't know we were beefing.
No.
Yeah, I like you.
Could
I like
get
Chloe.
Into a possible beef.
I mean, I'd love to lay it on thick. Yeah.
Well, this was given to me by Alec.
Ah, Alec. He's still here. Oh, he was here.
He claims that you have a girl so confusing beef with one sided beef.
With Sarah Cleo.
Yes. Hi, Sarah Cleo, if you're listening. My sweetheart, my beautiful girl. I'm sorry, that was like gross in the mic. I don't... like, I'm not going to lie, it was one-sided beef with her. I think it started, what? End of freshman year, sophomore year, one of the two. And...
What started it?
Yeah, it started because a source told me that she said that I was annoying. And literally that was it. Like, that's literally it. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that was it. And then I come to find out later that it was because my best friend Anastasia, she had broken up with her bum boyfriend. And you know when, like, your friend breaks up with their boyfriend and like, yeah, like, he's such a bum, whatever. I was doing that loud as hell in the sink, apparently. And she was waiting in the sink line. And that's when she was like, oh, Fatu's annoying. And I was definitely being annoying at that time, probably.
Honestly, I support that behavior as someone who is also a little too loose-lipped. Sometimes you just gotta say it, and then you can apologize after.
I mean, I wasn't gonna apologize to Otto. His name is Otto. Oh my god, I hate
real.
Otto.
Don't apologize. To
I would never, cause he's still a bomb. Like, he's still a bomb. Like, I would never apologize for things I said about him because it's all true. You are a bomb. But it's like about being annoying. I definitely probably was being annoying. So she definitely was justified to say that. I'm not gonna lie. And I definitely dragged it because I was bored. Like, I literally wanted to beef so bad with somebody. Literally, like, I was just like, you know, I just needed one thing, and you said one thing about me. You called me annoying one time in one context where I was being annoying, and I was like, and I just ran with it. I ran with it.
You have to hold it.
No, it's over now. It's like been over.
Is it over?
Well, how
it's been one sided forever. Like, she never gaffed. Like, she never gaffed, girl. And you shouldn't never gaffed.
Honestly, like, that's queen on her part.
Like yeah, literally queen on her part because she never gaffed for even a second. But, like, it was fun while I was doing it. I was like, yeah, like, she sucks. And it's fun to, like, give mean looks when she walks by in the hallway and stuff.
So it's,
stuff.
Like, serious. Like, you were beefing.
It wasn't real beef. It's, like, only beef when she engages. She never gaffed to engage. Like, I was literally just being annoying. Like, it was so funny. Well, it's not funny. It was immature. But, I don't have beef with you anymore. Like, I'm a classy lady now, as I keep saying. And so,
I'm so happy that this
it's over. Yeah. I can squash the beef. I want to come over to Alex's house to eat dinner. I don't want to be awkward. So,
sure. Are we taking new enemy like applications? Like, do we want a new?
Do you have
beef?
Any other beef? Do you want
to? Not I don't have any like real beef.
If you want, you can call out anyone on air right now.
Anyone on air? Like, I don't really have beef. Like, I just like.
It doesn't have to be. You could just say something that you feel.
Oh, it's my bum. Oh my god, I had my own bum ex-boyfriend. It's his birthday today. Ooh. And so I was so excited to come here and talk about me for an hour because I get to make this day about me. It's so awesome. Gabriel, if you're hearing this, I actually can't say that. Like, well, can I say it? Like,
you could bleep well, yourself.
You should bleep yourself, bro.
Oh, do you wanna, is this the most recent?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about him, or you want to?
I mean, I don't know about the schedule. How much time do you?
We have time.
Oh, I mean, I don't. There's nothing really much to say. He's kind of a bum. He went to Cornell, but for fashion design.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Red flag.
Ooh. We met in Ghana though, which was dope. He's just kind of a bum. He wasn't very nice, so.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't really care now. It's over.
And it's his birthday, so.
And it's his birthday, and he should bleep himself.
Okay, well, speaking of ex-boyfriends.
Oh, awesome.
You have gotten, I guess maybe not on the same track, but you have gotten allegations.
Oh.
Of gay baiting.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Do you have anything? Do you want to say how this happened? Any responses to the haters?
I'm not going to call you. Look, you see me? I just crossed my legs and got comfortable. If you guys can't see. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't queer bait, but I do get a little bit friendly when I'm drunk. But it's never like I'm never kissing women. Like, I'm just really pretty touchy. And it's not even like... And it's not even like me going up to them. Like, y'all, they come up to me in the club and I'm just reciprocating. And she's like, you want to go home? I'm like, hell yes, I do. But I never do. But it's like, I don't know. And what I do have to say about this is that, like, I think that it's not really fair to keep throwing queer baiting label on like straight women who dress a little alternatively. True. Like, why is that only for like LGBTQ+? Like, why can't I put on a chain or a baggy pant and like and now I'm a queer baiter? Like, do I have to kiss a couple of y'all to stop the allegations or what? Like, you guys forgive me if I kiss you? I'll kiss you.
Who are you kissing first?
Whoever want it. Oh. Whoever want it.
The DMs are open, people.
They're open. Not on Twitter though. Don't find my Twitter.
Is there anyone? Is there anyone in particular you would choose? You would really want to go gay for?
Who I would really a girl?
Well, I mean, that would imply what, being, going gay.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you know, the gender appropriation, pronouns, everyone's included.
Any boys here? No.
That's not the question.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Excuse me. What was the question?
Who would you go gay for?
Oh, who would I go gay for? Honestly, all of the women here, I gotta say, are really bad. Like, everybody's
really
bad. This
is not really beating the allegations.
Like, like, if I would, I would. I would a couple of you guys. All of my friends, Jerry, Julia, Anastasia, and they're probably listening. They're gonna laugh at me. This girl that graduated, I think her name was Layla. I don't know her last name. She was beautiful. She was touching up on me at the club, actually, last year. Who else is bad? Most of the SMFA girls. Cass. Oh, my God, Cass. Cass.
That's a strong one.
Who else? Cass. Dang. All of the SMFA girls. Like, most of you guys, actually. Not all, most of you. A fair portion.
So you would, or just like you like the idea of possibly wooding?
I think I like the idea of possibly wooding. Because I say all the time that I think that it's like, I think I could, you know, kiss a girl, but I don't think that I can have a relationship with a girl. Because I think I'd see it as a friendship, and that's not right. True. That is not right.
It's good. It's good to know. Right. It's good to know yourself.
So would you consider yourself an ally?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm like number one ally. My friend Paul keeps trying to get me to say F slur. I will never, ever, 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 ever say. Never, ever.
Woke up in here. Woke is back.
Woke is back. Woke attack, bro. He's like, even on my birthday, on my deathbed as a gift, I'm like, no, I don't play that.
Why does he want, he want you to say it?
Because I just won't say it.
No, why does he want you to do it?
Because I guess he thinks it'll be funny. I don't know.
I don't find that Paul.
Wow, saying slurs is not funny.
Oh, clock.
Paul, if you're listening, I don't think that's very funny.
Yeah, I don't think it's funny. Get Griffin, too. Griffin thinks it's funny, too. No.
Oh, Griffin.
Yeah, everybody get clocked.
Anyway, as our biggest ally...
Yay!
On the Tufts campus and the world.
That's me.
How would you rank the LGBT acronym?
Oh my God! Wow. Okay.
You can take some time if you need.
I do need to think about this because I was gonna put dolls first, but I feel like if I say trans people first, then that would also be trans men. And I don't really, like, I haven't met many trans men. Like, it's Kim and Alec!
It's Kim and Alec.
Whoa! Wow.
Everyone is listening
to this. Oh my God, this is awesome. So, I can't put at the
top. You haven't experienced enough trans men.
I haven't experienced enough trans men. Only Fagan. And I don't know. But, like, I mean, it's all right. I mean, I think I really fuck with... Oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry, guys. I really appreciate the gays. Shout out Elon. Shout out Paul. Shout out Griffin. Shout out Joey. Ah! Yay, I love the gays. The gays. Shout out lesbians. I love you, Sanaa.
Number one.
I think I'm putting bisexuals last for sure. But I think I don't want to put dolls third. Okay, I'll put dolls first, gay men second, lesbians third,
bisexual,
trans men, and then bisexuals.
What about non-binary people?
Do they? But that's not a sexual orientation.
But you said, but being trans also isn't a sexual orientation.
Oh, that's true.
It's an acronym.
I really like non-binary people. I really like non-binary people. I think I'll put them somewhere in the middle. You guys could go somewhere in the middle. Awesome stuff, guys.
I think you're the first person ever to put gay men so high.
I love the gays. I love the gays.
I agree.
Like, yeah.
Can't go wrong.
And woke about it.
Yeah, be woker. I'm the woker, bro. Like, literally. Oh, I'm getting text about it. It's Anastasia. Hi, Anastasia, I love you. She said I need to chill.
Okay, well, this is something that all shows have to do. Do you want to choose and read for us a PSA?
A PSA?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some stinkers in there.
Little stinkers. I don't want to do that one. That's boring. Oh, organ donation. I'm very passionate about organ donation.
Good.
Donation. There are okay. Why are there scratches out in here? There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonor.com links organ donors with people in need of kidneys and other transplants. Excuse me, I just burped in the mic. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you ever considered becoming a living organ donor, if you or someone is in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Wow. This is beautiful. Is this real?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys do it. I'm an organ donor.
Put I am too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's on my license.
Yay. Awesome sauce.
Yeah, literally. Okay, well, something that new to your Tufts experience.
New.
It was in last year. You are
last
now
year.
A part of the Ivy.
Yeah, I'm in the Ivy.
Can we talk a little bit about why'd you join? How do you like it?
Why did I join? I'm not going to lie. I just wanted to see if I get in. I think I was on side chat like a lot in freshman year. And they would always be like, the Ivy is so exclusionary. Like, they're so mean. Like, if you don't know anyone, you definitely won't get in. And my friend at the time, Chalia, she wanted to go to... She wanted to rush the sororities. And I was just like, you know what, I'll just come with you. And then I made it through the first round, then the second round, then the third round, and I'm here.
Wow. And do you like it? Or are you glad?
Yeah, I like it. The girls are so sweet. Everyone here at Tufts is so sweet. I love Tufts University. The girls are so sweet. The girls are so pretty, which is dope.
Not beating the alligator.
Okay, I'm sorry. I like them. I like the presidents. Amelia's really fun. Gracie's really sweet and fun. And shout out my little O'Penny. Hi, I have a little. Yeah, she's dope. She's really fun.
That's sweet. So you're glad that you joined?
Yeah, I'm glad that I joined.
You're happy with your experience?
I'm happy with my experience. I definitely don't regret it.
Do you think you're, like, better now because you're
not at all. Not at all. This is a Tufts sorority at Tufts University, you know? And we're all, like, what, 20 years old? Okay. Like, okay. That's how I feel about it.
Do you think that the Ivy is the best sorority?
I low-key don't know much about the other ones. But according to Side Chat, yeah.
Oh. Side Chat knows all.
Oh, but yeah, I don't know anything about the other ones, so I can't really speak on them.
Do you think you're like better than like ATO and yeah, just ATO, I guess.
Just ATO. Do I like as a whole or me myself?
We can go for both.
Both.
Do I think the Ivy is better than ATO as a whole? Like, yes and no. In some ways, because, like, I just don't like that ATO is always banned. Like, y'all are bad as heck. Like, y'all gotta stop being bad. So, in that way, we're better. But I think I like how diverse the crowd is at ATO. And I feel like the people are more fun. Not more fun. Like, more different types of fun. I think it's a different kind of fun with ATO than it is with Ivy. Mm.
Do you have any, there's many in Ivy formal or semi-formal.
Yeah.
How many times have you done a mystery date?
One time.
And was it a good or a bad experience?
It was like a neutral experience. It was like neutral, like as heck. Literally.
Okay. So you wouldn't do it again?
No.
It wasn't good enough where you're like, oh, like, I'm going to put my name on the form.
No, I'm all right. I think it was also just kind of awkward. It's just kind of an awkward experience.
Weird.
Yeah, right?
I would say it's strange.
So it's, I'm okay. I'll just pass.
That's good. Well, you said that you don't know a lot about the other sororities or frats.
I don't know.
Do you know enough to rank them?
Not really. DTD last.
But your sisters. Those are your sisters.
Yeah, but they all suck, yo. Like, everybody over there sucks. Like, I'm all right. They could go last. Maybe not everybody. Maybe two of them are cool. Sometimes they're cool. But I feel like they're only cool when they, like, want to kiss you and stuff. Mm. So I don't really, like, I guess that's not really cool. So probably last. They could go last. DU. No. I kind of like them. They had a really fun cowboy party the other day. I was like, hell yeah.
I thought they were banned.
Well, I guess not the other day. Excuse me. It was last year.
Oh. They got their...
it's all one day.
They got their basement bricked up.
Ooh, what did they do?
I don't know.
Bricked up in the basement?
Yeah, why are they being bricked up in the basement? That's kind of crazy. Ivy number one A, then probably ATO, and then the rest of them can all be third because I don't know. I don't really know much about the rest of them.
You're not tapped into the rest of the
I'm not too tapped into sorority frat culture. Yeah, like keeps coming in to serve and then to leave.
In the beginning, he was just showing his butt.
Okay.
Well, I know you're speaking so highly of the Ivy, but do you have any beef with any of the people? Like, do you have a least favorite person?
Least favorite person?
Or group? Or
like, no. Everyone's really kind. I'm not even trying to, like, I wish you guys would ask more crazy questions so I could be crazier. But everyone in the Ivy is really kind.
I mean,
I like everybody in the Ivy. I haven't had a bad experience with any of the girls. They're all really welcoming, which I enjoy.
That's good.
So, earlier you mentioned...
Oh, wow.
That you're no longer friends with the person?
OMG. Like, I guess I'm in a little bit of beef. Like, I don't know.
Do you want to describe this beef?
Yeah, like, I'm in a little bit of beef with Chalia. It started, like, on her birthday. I'm not going to lie. Like,
what happened?
It was her birthday. And a couple days before her birthday, I was like, yo, like, let me take you out for your birthday. Let me take you out for a birthday dinner. So I text her a couple days before her birthday. She's like, yeah, like, let's do it. Day comes. I'm like, happy birthday. I'm so excited to go to dinner with you later. Doesn't respond for, like, hours. And then she finally does respond. And she's like, hey, I'm not really feeling it. Like, can we do it another day? But I was really busy that week, so I couldn't do it another day. And I just figured that she was like, you know how some people get sad on their birthday, like birthday blues or whatever? So I was like, maybe she's just feeling birthday blues. So then I offered to, like, send her food to her house. That way she can still have, like, a nice meal.
Using the Carly Uber Eats.
On my Carly Uber Eats account, of course. So she could have a little, like, a nice meal if she was feeling, like, oh, it was bad on her birthday, you know? And she doesn't respond. I'm like, let me know, because I had an exam the next day. And I double text her. I'm like, let me know so we can, like, so I can send it over, because I have to go to bed soon. She doesn't respond. And then I'm like, we were sharing locations at the time. And I go to the map. Why is she at a restaurant? I'm like, wait, And then, but then she would go and post a picture of a cake slice on her birthday, happy birthday, Charlie, on her Instagram story. What? You just don't like me? You don't want to hang out with me? That's crazy. But get this, because then 11 p.m. hits that night, she then texts me. She's like, yes, you can send me sushi, any type of sushi you want. Girl, I'm not sending you no goddamn sushi. Like, I'm not sending you no sushi. You just ditched me to go hang out with someone else, even though we had plans set before. Like, if it was a surprise, why didn't you just say, it was a surprise, like, I didn't know they were going to do it for me. Why did you just say, I'm not feeling it? Like, I feel like you just wanted to ditch me, and you did, right? So then, now you're a little drunk, you're a little tipsy, you want a little sushi, and I'm supposed to send you sushi at 11 p.m.? Like, I feel like a booty call. I am not no booty call. Like, no.
So did you address this with her?
No, we just never spoke again.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, just, like, I don't really...
So that was it.
That was it. I feel like it's not really. I don't really need to come to her about it. If she wants to come to me about it, she can. If she doesn't, she doesn't. I don't really care either way.
Well, we are trying to bring the Tufts community together. So if you're listening,
text me.
Yeah. Anything else?
No. That's kind of all that was to it. So
I guess not one-sided beef. It's sort of like a. Like an...
It ignored
it.
Yeah, like a dull
flame. And now you're
flame.
Not sharing locations anymore?
No, she unshared it with me.
Wow.
Wait, she unshared it with you?
Yeah, she unshared it with me, but to the point, like, the one where I can't see hers, but she can see mine, which I thought was
a
bit subtle.
Did you unshare yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you trying to watch me? No. What you watch me for?
I mean, yeah.
So.
That's fair.
That was that.
Well,
I'm not shy, yo. Ask me anything.
Okay, we'll go into our general questions for a little bit.
Okay.
If you could remove anyone from Tufts, who would it be?
Oh, anyone from Tufts University. Probably, I don't know. I don't really, like, I'm not beefing
you
with
you. You could
anyone.
Do, like, a group.
Oh, probably DTD.
Just all
just
them?
The whole frat.
Your sisters.
Yeah, my sisters.
That's tragic.
Yeah, y'all gotta
and
go.
You couldn't go to their parties anymore.
Who goes to their parties anyways?
That's true.
I mean, like, you go there if you're 17.
They'll let you in if you're 17.
They'll let you in if you're 17.
They're checking IDs at the door.
Literally, bro. Minors only.
Yeah. The theme of their Delta Halls party, actually.
Yeah, there's a party tonight. They're doing a ski party tonight.
Are you going?
Which I will not be attending, of course.
And they're lost without you.
And they're lost without me.
Just all of DTD, they're gone.
Everybody, they're always like, where's Fatu? Where's Fatu? I'm like, ah, oh, sorry, I don't want to come to your guys' lame party.
Do you think there's like a space on campus that is missing your presence and you would like to be a part of?
How self-centered is this answer? Like, yeah, I think every space needs a little bit of me in it. I think they all need me in it, to be honest. So, in your safe space, I'm going in there. I'm going right in
She's
your safe
finding
space.
Finding your way.
Wiggling my way in your safe space.
Okay. Okay, our next question is, can you remember the craziest lie you ever told?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, wow. I did used to lie hella. I'm not going to lie. I used to lie to O-Week. Oh my God, O-Week, I was lying bad.
Why?
Like,
there
I just.
Some lies you told.
I don't remember. I was just like really. Like, I didn't do. I didn't try new foods, wink, wink, until I got to college. So I was just really not myself. So I don't even fully remember, but I just remember people telling me stories like throughout freshman year and not remembering those things happening to me. I think one time I lied and said that like I had a boat or like I got on a boat because I'm from Miami. So I was like, yeah, like I'd be on the yachts and stuff. Like, like, just lying. But nothing like a mean, nothing detrimental towards someone. That's just like white lies about myself. I don't know any juicy ones. I'm sorry.
No rumors.
I don't lie. I low-key don't really lie these days. If you know, I'm here. Here I am.
We've settled down.
I'm a classy lady.
We've matured as people. Okay. Well, I guess this is a similar question. What is the most problematic thing you've ever done?
Yeah, oh my God. When first summer I got back from college, I went to Walmart and I was with my brother and for some reason we tried to steal a fishing pole and we got caught. Like, they literally caught us, but I literally was the only one that got caught. Ooh. And they sat me down in that scary tight room and I was like, oh.
At Costco?
No, at Walmart. Literally Walmart. And Walmart they photocopied my ID and they made me sign a restraining order, so I'm banned from Walmart.
Like all Walmart?
Like, yeah, for 3 years. But it's up now because it's been 3 years. So
every Walmart ever you weren't allowed
every
to go
Walmart, they're like, if you step foot on premise, we have face like what's face identifying cameras and
Whoa.
We're gonna send you straight to jail. I'm Whoa. Like, please, like I go Whoa. To college, like no. Like I was in there like and they're like, we'll let you off with a warning, but if you step foot, like if you come back here, then you're going straight to jail. And so I wasn't allowed for 3 years. Well, now I'm allowed because the 3 years are up. That was the summer. Well, I'm allowed this summer. Okay. Yay!
Walmart
2026. Like, yay!
Coming for you.
Look out!
Yay!
Are you banned from any other platforms?
No, it's just Walmart. I got banned from Tinder. When I was 16, because I used to sugar daddy when I was 16.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to talk more about that?
Well, I just used to, you know, I just used to pretend to be like 23, and old men would send me $100. Like, it was awesome. Like, it wasn't awesome. Like, the ratio, you would have to talk to like, what, 10, 15 old men, and one of them will maybe send you $100. Like, it's the strain of talking to all those like old farts that it's like, is it really worth it? And you have to. How explicit can we get on here?
Like, you can like beat around the bush. I feel like a little like not.
Like, can we like? Do we use TikTok? Like, like how they bleep out words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
So like, they wouldn't send you money unless you sent,
like a photo.
Yeah, like a photo, but without clothes. So what I would do was I would look up like black corn stars and then screenshot them and then send it to old men because they don't know they're old. And then they would be like, oh, you're so bad. You're so... Well, they wouldn't say bad. They were like, you're so beautiful. You're so hot. Oh, my God. Here's 100. Then they would cash at me $100. How ghetto is that? Literally cash at me $100. I'm like, yeah.
Well, how much money do you feel like you gained?
$200 maximum.
There was only two men.
It was three. It was $100, $150, $150.
Wow.
And that was it.
So it wasn't consistent.
No.
It was like
that was a year's work.
Yeah, a year. For $200.
A year's work. And I got banned off of Tinder.
And Tinder found out.
And
they got upset.
Me. So I'm, yeah. Banned on Walmart, banned on Tinder.
Two of our American staples. Just
like, literally. It's done. It's over.
Do you want to, like, apologize to Walmart and
No.
Well,
I don't really care for Walmart.
I know, that's right.
Support dating apps, so
I
no.
Know, that's right.
Are you on any dating apps?
God, no. It's like a clearance rack. That's how it feels
that
when I get
true.
On there.
That
like,
is-
literally, like, oh, my God.
It's like that a- is such a funny joke. Joey just took a drink of his water.
That's literally how it is. It's like, oh, look at me. Oh, you want to date me? You want to date me? Like, oh, my God, no.
It is also very much like, I'm in the sales section. Like, I...
Yeah,
like,
right?
Come and grab.
Like, come grab me if you want.
Yeah.
It's a humiliation ritual.
It is a humiliation ritual. It is.
It's gross.
Well, just speaking of dating, this is a question we've... gasp.
No, I don't know.
This is a question that we ask all of our... participants on this show.
Oh, awesome.
How short is too short for a man?
This is the one you ask everybody?
Yeah.
This and the LGBT acronym ranking.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's awesome. How short is too short? For me or for women in general?
Could you give context to how tall you are?
I'm 5... I say I'm 5'9", but I'm 5'8 and a half. Whatever.
You are tall, I would say.
Yeah, I'm a tall lady tall. Myself. What I think is too short... Probably like 5'8", but I'm not gonna lie. Like I, you know, sometimes times get tough, and I might have dabbled when I was younger, but now I'm a classy lady and I don't do those things.
So if you're 5'8" and below,
maybe, yeah.
Are we including 5'9" and acceptable?
Oh wait, no. Well, yeah. Let's do 5'9" and below.
Okay, 5'9" and below, get out of the DMs.
GTFO. Everybody out of my... Well, you can still go in my DMs and call me pretty and stuff, but you probably, like, it's not going to go anywhere.
I could take it. Do you have an estimate for how many DMs you've, like, ever gotten or you have right now? Like,
ever? I don't have an ever. But, like, right now, it's been pretty, like, it's been... It declines because I stopped posting, but... I get, like, probably 2-3 a week.
Really?
From strangers.
Damn.
I mean, that's if that's decline, then I don't know. Like, what was peak? Like,
I wasn't counting. It was, like, I would refresh and there would be, like, a new page. Like, that was peak. But that was when I was on TikTok.
Follow her on Instagram.
Follow me on Instagram.
DMs,
I also cook. I cook.
You'll be one of many. You'll be one of many in the pool. But, you know.
I'll respond if you're bad. Like,
did you respond to the Brockhampton guy?
No. He was not bad. He was also short.
Less than 5'9".
That'll do it.
Well, if you're any one of the other members of Brockhampton, then.
Vinny Hacker, you're allowed in.
He has a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend.
Never let your girlfriend stop you from finding your wife.
That's true. I've always said that.
Why do you always say that? That's messy.
What do you think this show is?
Like, Messy Nation. Literally.
Messy.
One ticket to Messy Nation.
Do you have, well, speaking of messy, do you have a cancelable opinion?
Cancelable opinion. Yeah, I am polyphobic. I don't believe in polyamory, and I don't like it.
Get out. Somerville is the only place in the country where polyamorous people can get married.
This is like my hell. Like, I hate polyamory. I think you people need to go to therapy. Like, it's
just,
for real.
Disclaimer, Joey and Carrera do not stand by any opinions made. We love poly people.
I don't.
Have you experienced any polyamorous people?
No, I haven't. Just on Twitter. And that's where they're the worst. Oh my god. On
Twitter. Well, Amber saw once on your TikTok that you got into a fight with a cat boy.
I got into a fight with a cat boy. Well,
yeah, we have the TikTok actually.
Yeah, can I see it? I don't remember. Why do you have the TikTok?
We don't play.
That's awesome. I don't remember beefing with anyone on TikTok.
Well, I don't know if it was beef, but you made a duet to one of
Oh my god. Was he in like a maid outfit? Oh wow. Yeah, that was when I was, what, 15, 16? I was just...
2020.
2020? That was 5 years ago.
Wow.
2020.
Do you stand by... You're pretending to beat him up.
Yeah, I am. I was pretending to beat him up. It was like when TikTok was first starting out and like... It was a trend to, like, be mean to, like, weird kids.
Wow. And look at you now.
And look at me now.
Look at the circle you find.
It always comes back to bite, literally. That was when I was, like, I was trying to grow on TikTok. And, like, that was... Do you remember, like, when TikTok was... Were you on TikTok when it was first starting? And, like, it was, like... All,
you
that,
had to be mean.
Yeah, you had to be mean to grow. Like, you had to bully. Yeah, literally. So I was, like, yeah, let me try to be mean, but...
It was fake.
It was fake beef one, and it wasn't true to my soul because I'm not mean. Like, I don't even do that. I was just trying to ride the wave, bro.
Yeah.
Except if you're, well, I'm not even mean to your face. I'll just, like, be mean behind your back, but I won't be mean to your face. But just know that I have deep hatred for you in my heart.
Deep hatred, wow. Any other things you want to get off your chest? Any other opinions?
No, that's all. I mean,
that's the main one.
Cancelable opinions.
Oh, we have a really good question for you.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're single?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of just recently single. Like, I don't know.
The market is... Oh, I forgot. You're not on the clearance rack.
I'm not on the dating apps, but if you're bad and tall, you know where to find me. Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm open. It's not something I'm really focused on anymore, but... I'm not one to shoot them down. I want to go pasta dinner.
Would you say that you have a type?
I don't think so. Like, I don't think so. I think if you're bad, you're bad.
Well, I feel it personally.
Ah, don't start, yo.
I feel like you have a history of liking, like, weird.
I do like them weird. Like, oh, well, weird, maybe I do have a
white
type.
Men.
No, that's just what happens, bro. Like, I can't even... Like, that's what they come to find me, bro. Like, I like them weird. I do like them dorky, and I like them artsy. So, that's kind of, I guess. Yeah, definitely.
They're
well,
weird.
They're not really. I think the women are better at SMFA than
and
they are.
And they're not allowed.
And they're not allowed
I'm
in the
sorry.
Box.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm an ally.
I mean, if you catch me on a, like, a party on a some night, and you want to try it out, like, I probably will. I'd probably kiss you.
Have you kissed a girl?
No!
She's like, mad about it.
Like, literally, no. Like, I almost did. But my friends dragged me away. They said
what
no. Because then it is queer baiting. Then I actually crossed that line.
Do you want to try it? Cause
I do.
Well, then I feel like it's not queer baiting. It's like exploring...
Queer baiting, you know, you're a person. You're not a character.
You can explore yourself.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Newly
every
rose.
Person that leaves our show becomes gay.
I'm like now bisexual. No one can call me queer baiting anymore. No,
play
really...
this back for proof.
Kim is in the window going like that. Yo.
They're harassing us.
Kim, yeah.
Wumpo Eboard is harassing us.
Freaky deaky. Literally freaky deaky.
Well,
finally. Is there anything you want to apologize for live on air that you've discussed with us or just in general that you feel like should be said?
Not necessarily. Maybe with you, Sarah Cleo, the love of my life, the light of my life, bane of my existence, Sarah Cleo. I want you to, excuse me, I'm a little sick. I want you to know there's no beef. I'm sure you knew that there was never any beef on your side anyways. I definitely was being immature about it. So, I'm sorry if it hurt your feelings, but I'm sure she didn't care. So probably not. No, that's kind of it.
I feel it's healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again,
healing.
Our show is about bringing the tough community together.
Yeah. You should bring her on next. You should bring us both on.
Yeah.
We just become like a therapy show.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're going to hold hands and cry. Like, it's going to be awesome.
Next semester we're just on, we're actually just like having therapy. Like we have like a sound bowl that we do. We do some mantras.
It's like the dream. Yeah.
Some breathing exercises. Yeah.
That would be so awesome.
Well, wow. I mean, we're kind of wrapping up, but any last things you want to say? How do you feel like you... How was your showing today? Do you feel good?
Yeah,
you
I think...
call out?
No, I feel great about it. I wish you guys asked crazier questions.
Well,
I love...
What's a crazy question? Do you want to say anything?
I don't know. Like, is there, like... What do y'all want to know? Like, really? What do you guys want to know? Oh, my gosh. I do want to say sorry to Matilda. Do you guys know Matilda?
No.
Do not know Matilda.
Oh, my God. We were at a show... Like, Quinn's art show. Shout out, Quinn. Love you, Quinn. We were at Quinn's art show, and I was like, I feel like it takes a lot of... For some reason, we were talking about, like, butt waxes. And then we started talking about butt holes. And then I was like, oh, like, I haven't seen that many butt holes in my life. And then we started asking each other how many butt holes we've seen. And then I asked Matilda how many buttholes she's seen. And she was like, oh, yeah, I've seen about this many buttholes. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. And then Paul, the, like, super woker, like, Paul's a super woker. He's like, yo, like, that's, like, kind of an invasive way to ask queer people, like, their body count. And I was like, wait, what? I just, like, I didn't know. Like, I'm like, what? Like,
super woker.
Like, the super ultra woker. And I was like, I didn't mean it like that, bro. Like, my heart is literally pure. I just wanted, because I feel like when you're straight, like, you kind of have to go out of your way to see a butthole.
Yeah.
And I just, I guess I blanketed that over everybody. I didn't really
So you've never, like, spread it open before?
No.
I've never. Joey. No,
then
personally.
Spread open a sandwich.
I've never spread open a sandwich before. I have no interest in spreading open a sandwich. I've seen one. If anyone was curious about how many I've seen one. So.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, think about how many have you seen?
How many
Ponder
have I seen?
That
and how many do you want to see? And how do we get that number up? Because I want to see more. Now that, like, everyone was saying their numbers, and now I felt embarrassed because, like, I feel like I should be seeing more. Because I feel like, you know.
Let's get them in a lineup.
Everyone show me your starfish, bro. Line up. Line up.
Well, I mean, anything. I mean, you want. I don't know what crazier we really could have.
Well, I mean,
really,
it's okay. Like, I mean, I'm here for it. I love the podcast. I love the concept. This is so fun. This is so dope. Great work you guys are doing here.
Thank you. and we're the longest lasting talk show on WMFO.
Is that true?
I don't know. I'm making it up. But I would just say, I would say as a fact of like, we've been around for a while.
We're claiming that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, we are claiming
that. Wow.
3 seasons. We're going for a fourth.
Yeah.
And actually, we have an exciting announcement.
Wow.
At the end of our fourth and final season, Joey and Carrera will be in the hot seat.
What?
We've been doing this. We've been harassing you guys for so long. And during many an episode, we've had to say, we're not in the hot seat. You are. And soon enough, we will be in the hot
wow.
seat.
So we will be electing some special hosts. So if you'd like to be a host, let us know. But you have to have been in the hot seat to then grill us in the hot seat. So
You can supply people with questions.
That's true.
Things to
grill
ask.
For grill.
Ponder it.
But not yet.
Tuning in.
Good.
I'm tuning in to that one. I'm sending in all the questions. I'm sending in the butthole question.
Yeah,
I want to know how many buttholes you guys have seen.
How many buttholes have I seen?
You see?
Actually, I'm not in the hot seat, so I don't
see?
Think
you will be one day. You'll be one day. Okay, well, thank you for listening. This is 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tell Street from Radio. Yeah, any final words, or are we good?
Wow, this was good. Thank you for having me. Thank you for listening, guys. I love this stuff.
Woohoo!
Wow!
See you in
2026. On the hot seat now. Get ready for the heat.
On
the
hot
seat. Joey and Carrera.
With Joey and Carrera, it's time to take a leap. Secrets will unfold, laughter and some tears, we'll face all our fears.
yourselves come alive.